Tanisha. She ride around with a freezer. She aim it right at your Caesar. Right at your, right at my now, wouldn't wanna be.
Oh man, this is good shit right here. It says, just a random post. I love the internet because when I do have the few moments that I laugh, it's like, I got to record myself because, like I said, man, it just come in and out. But it was talking about top female cheaters, both of my baby mamas, your wife, a Popeyes cashier, a McDonald's drive-thru, Walmart cashiers, stay-at-home moms. I mean, stay-at-home moms, I get that. Especially if when the man's coming home, they're not taking care of business at all, right? I mean, if she got a Facebook account, if she sell plates, what? Girls at Torque, okay. All baby mamas. Oh, baby, that's fucked up, y'all. Food stamp recipients, dental nurse assistants, babysitters, hairstylists, FedEx workers. I thought that was guys, though. I don't know the female FedEx workers. But, all right, listen, don't get me wrong. I'm not here doing the Cam Newton, right? I mean, flight attendants are top female cheaters, but the number one, by far, they put Jada Pinkett. You know? I mean, how do you put Jada Pinkett up there with that whole fiasco going on? I feel bad for Will. Part of me... I don't know how to feel about Will, right? Because part of this whole conundrum that he's put himself into, and if you've been living under a rock these days, I mean, you understand the celebrity names that I'm spewing, Jada Pinkett, Will Smith. I mean, even if you didn't know who they were, you saw the fucking smack, and you saw how it fucking came about. But I feel bad for guys like him because I do believe that sometimes when you put yourself in that corner of you're going to tolerate your person no matter what, right? And I think for me, there's just a level of double standards. Obviously, I don't know what's going on in that marriage, what has happened. But when you have seen enough of Jada Pinkett really howling at the moon for Tupac, which is a former love interest that she had, and Will Smith, in a way, being jealous of the fact that she loves that man. It's a man that, you know, I don't think from what I've read, didn't even have interest in her other than us putting her in the friend zone. It's a weird thing to still think that a person that hasn't been with us for almost 30 years is impacting a marriage that has been together that long. I mean, it just happens all the time. I mean, in relationships, I think that's the part that I always get mad about with people in relationships is that people are not truly living their truth. They're not living who they truly want to be. And it's because they haven't conformed to some level to their partner because their partner is not accepting of certain things and they're not open-minded enough about certain things. So they're not able to truly live their life, right? I mean, God forbid, like a guy experiments with another guy. Now he's fucking gay. But if a girl does it, it's a white knight stand, right? The double standards, right? But it's a weird thing to just see this kind of relationship happen because in a way, you know, he did what he did and then they're asking her feedback on it. She's like, you know, I wish he wouldn't done it. And I'm like, bitch, but he was laughing at the joke. Then he saw you be hurt and royal eyes like, come on, man. Like, you know, you being the classical, you know, too good for the joke black woman and knowing you at the fucking Oscars. And then you got your husband all of a sudden sees how you're fuming. He's like, okay, I got to stand up and be a man. I got to be a man and slap this little man in front of me. Slap him and yell at him in front of everyone. Shout out to Chris Rock. That guy kept his cool. And I'm glad he did what he did. He said, you know what? I ain't talking about that slap until I'm getting paid. And that's what I thought. I said, you know what? The first thing my reaction was, I hope Netflix gives him a fucking Chappelle deal, right? Like a fucking great, because the guy got divorced. I'm like, hey, it's kind of like leaving a divorce for us regular mortals and getting in a car wreck that wasn't your fault and you have the best insurance. It's like your attorney can really go for it, right? And a company fucking hits you like a FedEx hits you and you're fucking great, right? But it's, I don't know, when I, going back to that whole topic of the relationship aspect and, you know, standing up for your partner, I think that there's certain ways you can do it. You know, I felt in that scenario, if my wife was pissed off in front of an award show like that, I would have went backstage and talked to him. I would have said, hey, listen, that joke went a little too far. It hurt my wife. She has alopecia and she's been dealing with it. And I just wanted to let you know that, you know, it really stung her a certain way. And more than likely, Chris Rock would have been like, you know, my bad. I'll make sure that doesn't happen again. And, you know, my deepest condolences or whatever you want to say, my deepest sympathies to what your wife is going through. And, you know, obviously, well, I never want to disrespect you like that. I was just kind of being funny up here. And you know, sometimes you misfire. But he decided at 53 years old to kind of do what us 20-year-olds would do, right? Not me, but I'm just saying the younger version of ourselves would do. Especially when you love a woman and you're trying to remind her that, hey, I am your guy. I am. And, you know, I never fell for that, man. That's one thing for me, man. I'm a fucked up dude. I'm a weird ass motherfucker. Everyone will tell you that. But it's one of those things that when it comes to that topic, I always think you should handle things. Like, I've had people come up to me like that over the years. When I was younger and dating, let's say something was set out a line with somebody, male, female, and the female would go talk to the guy, be like, hey, this guy said this to, I remember that happened to me one time, and the guy came up to me, hey, man, my girl told me he said this. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. I don't know if she was with you. My apologies. You go do what you got to do, you know? And that was it. And there was nothing more than that, because that's the way you handle it as men. Like, a lot of times when I do have problems with people, when I do have problems in situations, I go ahead and be like, hey, listen, I gotta talk to you. You know what I'm saying? I gotta give you a buzz. We gotta talk about this situation. Me and you. Like, let's not get the missus involved. Let's not get your woman involved. Let's me and you talk. Okay. Let's figure this out. And a lot of times that usually works. Sometimes the guys, you know, get in their feelings and they're not able to talk to me. And that's fine. But I've never had any problem with that. I've always felt that as men, you give that man the other courtesy and whatever was discussed. It was out of line or not, but that's how you show respect. That's how you show that, okay, let me hear what you have to say. And if it makes sense and I was out of line, then I will do what's right. Because I think that's what we have to do as people. Like I said, I'm not perfect by any means. I fall short of the glory. And many of us do. And that's the part that I feel that is never truly understood in relationship dynamics, that people fall short of the expectations, but that doesn't mean they love you any less. That doesn't mean that they are trying to be habitual mistakes going on. And I just wish people, you know, like the way I think of relationships, it's like, look, we're gonna fall, we're gonna have mistakes. You know, as long as you're not continuing to do certain things that hurt me, I'm good. You know, but if you have a mishap, if you make a mistake, or if you, whatever it is, it's like, I'm good. Like, I'm really like, okay, you did that. I understand why you did that. Even though you lied to me, whatever, I'm cool. I'm going to get past that, because again, we all fall short of the glory. We always do. And for people like that, when, you know, Will Smith is doing what he's done, as you get older, you got to realize that even though we fall short of the glory, It's something that you have to, as we get older, we're more aware of our emotions. You know, that's one thing my partner doesn't really know this. And, you know, she's got the best version of me when it comes to that, because I used to be such a sensitive and defensive prick. And then she has her moments where she says, you like that? I'm like, shit, you don't want to get the version that my ex-wife got, shit, or the version that so many other people got. Because I used to be like, dude, I'm not going to fucking argue. If you're trying to fight, if you're trying to argue, if you're trying to say stupid shit that is trying to rile me up, I'm out of here, because I'm not trying to fight. Sorry. My childhood trauma of seeing my mom and dad fight, it's not something I'm trying to repeat. So, you know, for all you fucking people that think it's like okay to argue and to fight in a relationship because that's love, I'm like, no, 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 bro. Maybe when you're in your 19 and 20s and you're trying to figure out yourself and figure out life, and you're trying to figure out with somebody in tow, okay, I get that. Let's say you're 19, 20 years old with a kid and you're just got married or you're eloped, whatever the fuck it is. Yeah, you're going to stumble along the way. But when you're in your 40s, and you're already, in a lot of women's cases, been married more than once, right? Or just been together with somebody for a long ass fucking time. Like, you understand that, okay, I don't want to relive that. Like, I don't want, you know, you got to understand that arguing and fighting and all that shit ain't, it's for the birds for me. And for you people out there, men and women, that want to make it normal, fuck you. Fuck you. Because you are, what I believe in relationships, I say this all the time, it's a battle of control. It's a battle of ideologies, right? It's a battle of, okay, I want to be this way. And the other person says, I want to be this way. And they want you to be as aligned with them as much as possible. And what happens is, hey, we live life differently. We've had different experiences. We have different upbringings, different environments. So therefore, it's not going to perfectly match like that. That's why I always look at the compatibility scale, you know, personal, emotional, and sexually. Like, my thing was always, as long as we're in the zip code, we could live on the same street, you know, like the same zip code. I just want to be in the same ballpark with that person. Because whenever you have too many differences, I think it causes the lack of transparency and then spending time apart. So if your person is big into sports and your wife really hates sports, it's going to be two scenarios. It's like, you know, you're going to be spending a lot of time without your wife. Like, if you're a golfer, like, I have friends that are golfers. They fucking love golfing. I had this one guy that loved golfing. He loved fishing. He loved basketball. He loved softball. Not only that, but he was married and had three kids. And the wife was like, dude, I know you love being active and all that shit, but you got to cut some of this back or else. Because this whole thing of you going out and doing one hobby after the other, that's not fitting my vision of what I want a family to be. I get it. Like, I get, and I feel that when we all go through that journey of relationships, you know, my daughter's going to go through it. I mean, she's thinking she's got it figured all out. And that girl's flunking down the stairs. I mean, you want to talk about crash and burn? My baby, I love her, but she's crashing and burning hard. Like, I looked at her grades. I'm like, oh, my God, it can't get any worse than this. Like, she technically has a zero in one of her classes. I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm just going to be at peace. And it sucks because I already have, like, this theater class that I, theater summer camps that I have for her and shit. And I'm like, oh, fuck, you know? It is what it is. I don't know what to tell you, you know? And I guess for me, it's one of those things that relationships are so tricky. But I think that being honest with yourself and knowing what you want to experience and just conveying that and see where it lands, you know? And I think for that celebrity couple, like Jada Pinkett, and she's still, you know, that dude, by the way, that, because what kind of caused, I believe what caused Will Smith to kind of go a little ape shit was the heckling he was getting when it was found that she was in a relationship with somebody and Will Smith approved of it. You know, and no one's talking about what Will Smith's shenanigans are, right? I mean, it's like, it's more of, hey, dude came out and said, hey, I've been seeing her. I've been seeing Will Smith's wife. And they had a red table talk. That's a show that she has. And they talked openly about that relationship. I'm like, ooh, that's spicy. You know? But I think it was one of those deals where I think she wanted to divorce him. And Will was like, yo, like, you ain't divorcing shit. Like, my ass. You're not divorcing. We're not leaving. We got kids. We got too much in this. And then she was like, well, I got to go and get mine, bro, because you're not doing it for me. And I've known women on a regular level that have thought that way, that I would meet and their husbands begrudgingly go along with it because they don't want to divorce that woman. They have kids. They have too much invested. Like, okay, you want to go fuck around? Go fuck around. Go. Fine. Go. Do your thing. Right? And I guess for me, that's kind of like the weirdness of it, right? The weirdness of it that you're going to have this reality of knowing that your partner is wanting to check out and then you're saying, okay, no, you can't check out. I'm not going to allow that. Because I remember Will Smith in past interviews saying, there is no option of leaving divorce. And I'm like, I think that's kind of stupid. But he locked himself in. And Jada's like, well, if I'm not leaving, bro, I got to fuck some other bitches. I got to fuck some other niggas. I got to fuck some other hoes. Whatever you want to call it. I want to fuck some other dudes. I got to get mine. Because you're not giving it to me, bro. At 53, I need a little younger, a little spicy, right? And I think that's what happened there. But yeah, it's just very interesting, man, just to see all that shit play out and see how that all stems from the heckling. And the last thing I'll talk about that is because you would think that a celebrity that is used to the heckling, that is used to being booed, that is used to random people on the street just saying crazy shit to them, or better yet, in the internet, like that, you know, people get really brave in the internet. They just say crazy shit. I don't get it. Like I don't get why you would snap the way you did. And that just lets me know how much control Jada Pinkett has. And you know, a lot of women are like, good for her. And I get it. I'm like, shit, if I, you know, not me personally, because I don't get off on that. I like a partnership. I like to feel like a teammate, like Kareem and Magic kind of deal. Pippen and Jordan. Like I like to feel like we're equal on the court. We have our roles. One person does their thing, other person does their thing, and hopefully come together and win. You know, it's all about winning for me. So it's just really weird, man. I don't even know how I want to end this, but that's just fucked up, man. Just the reality of relationships and the dynamics, man. It just gets wacky.